options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
Action Park Media.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police busting at me, but they can't do nothing to us.
All right, welcome to Victory, the podcast. This is an emergency, and look, Connolly and Dylan know I'm a slave driver. I do not quit. I slept 3 hours last night. We shot the first day of this show, 12 hours, and Connolly looks like he's about to die.
Yeah, I got here at 6 o'clock, and, you know, we shot 7 pages, and yeah, I'm tired. Here we are doing a podcast. Dylan comes in shirtless. Why the shirt? I mean, you look great, but why shirtless?
Well, to show off, because I just got back from the gym. I still had a little pump, and there was some overhead lighting. See, Kev, when you put the light like this, makes me look even more ripped.
Similar, Jack. Yeah. Where'd you work
overhead
out?
Overhead lighting.
Did you work out at Easton?
LA Fitness.
LA Fitness.
So Kevin Dillon packed. Did not have a scene today, but he's got major work tomorrow. But you look like you had a spa day today. I mean, besides...
He does look relaxed.
No,
look
dude. I've been scrambling, you know, because we're using my car. I could say that, right?
Yeah.
We're using my car for the picture car. Yeah. So I had to clean it up. I had to get it... It wasn't even registered. Yeah. So, I mean, I hadn't ran in a while.
So you could have gotten arrested driving. That
well, I'm just lucky it made it all the way here. It's like an hour and a half drive.
Oh, it's going to be like Cadillac. Really.
It's a sweet car, man.
It's going to be like the Cadillac in the movie, which wasn't a real car, and we couldn't get it to go over 30. There were no seatbelts.
The Lincoln.
The Cadillac. Which was only a test car. I'm not Cadillac we love, but that they did us a favor. They gave us that beautiful CL. But it wasn't a real car.
That was really cool.
It's still never come out. Dylan, I challenged this guy, which I'm embarrassed now because I was working out before our Hawaii trip, and now I've done nothing for like 6 months. Dylan, I challenged you a month ago when I was actually worried about you. I was a little worried that Dylan didn't look in the best shape.
He swells up, though. He does.
I do. It's muscle memory, bro.
But you know we're going to drug test you before this show starts. So, like, what are you doing? Is this just natural bodybuilding?
Creatine.
So creatine, that's it.
And no, I'm protein shakes. You see, I have these tiger milks right now.
I mean, you look bigger than season one or two.
I didn't work out that much. I didn't have to back then. Now right. I've worked out pretty much every day the last month after you called me out.
Well, I'm a little bitter.
I'll show you.
I'm a little bitter.
And another thing too is I don't work out on my legs.
Right.
So it's a lot easier. I do every muscle every time at the gym. I don't know if that's.
Well, the
right
legs are the biggest muscle in the body. Aren't you supposed to really do that?
It's not on camera. You only do on camera muscles.
Only camera muscles. Yeah, shoot me from the waist up.
Well, I'm not even on camera, but I'm humiliated now because my arms were looking good in Hawaii, and they're shrinking.
They were, man. Like, I mean, you did a couple good lifts.
Fuck.
But you know what? You got great hair, bro.
I was just going to say, exposing
his hair now.
We scrambled to record this podcast before I fall over and die. So we didn't have time to set up the cameras, so we don't have video of this, but Doug has been rocking the no hat since 6 o'clock today, and he's been going
on. His hair looks thick.
Can I say something, though? You know how Connolly busts on me. People are actually there. I get DMs. They're like, why is Kevin so mean to you? So I'm just wondering, did any part of you, because Scotty and Kevin Kerrigan were ready to get cameras rolling, and Connolly's like, nah,
It's just, dude, I'm tired.
No, I know you're tired, but I just want to know. Just be honest with me. I consider you a brother. Did you not want the people to see my hair?
No, I'm glad I don't. We don't have time to set up the cameras. There's still lights and equipment here from the film shoot, and now we're in here recording the podcast, getting the cameras, getting all the stuff out of here. I'm dying.
All right, so let me, Dylan. You're going to take a back seat for a minute because then I'm going to get.
I don't take back seats, bro. Go for it.
But Connolly, and he is really tired. Even though I don't know why I don't feel bad for him. I've actually slept 3 hours last night, and I have to do more than you as the actor. I just do. Now it's more important that you look good and that your acting is good, but I have to do
it's
more.
Different.
Than you,
so. But it's different kind of pressure.
Different muscle memory.
Different kind of fatigue.
All right, but what I want to talk to you, we did some...
Fatigue isn't on film, Doug.
Correct.
Well, kind of
that's
is.
True.
It kind of
that's
is.
True.
But you can't see it in the face.
But if I slip, which I think Connolly will say, I gave him some good notes today, and I want to say, so you understand what a director really does besides coming up with great shots. Connelly was doing a scene, and it was it's a tough shot. And I gave you like six notes that go through six pages, and you fucking nailed every single note I got.
It's 40 years, bro.
It's really not easy.
Now I'm getting nervous.
You don't need notes. It's different with Connelly. You don't need notes.
He's getting barraged with notes.
But how did you feel about the day? Today was our most technically difficult day of this shoot because but technically we had a lot of oneers today.
We did a 2-minute oneer with not just the four guys from Entourage walking. I'm talking crosses, people in this room, out of that room. There's a lot of moving parts
and actors we've never worked with.
That's a
good bold move, Doug. I like it. Tackle the hardest shot first.
Yeah, I don't like 12 takes.
I'm not sure that I planned it that way, but now I'm glad that we did because I feel like it's interesting because before lunch, we're just so everyone can understand, money's on the line here. I've said it before. I've got my money, and we got producer Ted Foxman with a lot more money than I do. But my money, it's enough that I'm stressed about money. But I want this to be great. I just really, I'm focused on that. But this shot was pretty complicated. And so everyone knows, once you go into a union lunch, when you go overtime, the money is running. So at lunch, I just did not think we had the take, and we went into grace, and then we went into a meal penalty.
So everybody knows what grace is. If let's say you have to break for lunch at 1 o'clock, you can ask the crew for what they call grace, and it's an extended, is it 7 or 11 minutes, grace?
I think it's 11.
11 minutes, and it's usually, it was created as a courtesy to the actor. So, Kevin, if you're in the middle of a big scene, and it's...
You don't want to walk away and go to lunch.
Right.
You bang it out.
So they give you an additional 11 minutes that the crew says, okay, let's take grace. But there's rules. You're not allowed to change lenses. You really can't do anything. You can just go.
Yeah.
And then after 11 minutes, you go into a meal penalty. Did we go into a meal penalty?
We did.
We did go to a meal penalty.
Wow. We did.
We had to get that shot.
Well, so the stress was high. I'm glad I wasn't there for that one.
It wasn't really, but it wasn't high. It wasn't tension stress. It was, we all knew what we needed to do, but there was cool heads.
Yeah,
but yelling and screaming.
But what was happening is we didn't think we got the shot. So at lunch, we're like, we have to go back to that. And if we go back to that, I honestly don't think we would have made the day. But then, because we have video playback, which means we can actually watch the scene back.
Right, but without brushing over that, normally having video playback, like on Entourage, we never had video playback because it is a time suck.
We had it.
No, we did not. We only had it when I was directing. That's a fact. Because by union rules, I have to be able to watch it. This is true.
Because you're acting.
If you're acting and directing. No, we did not. We did not, because usually with actors, after every take, everybody wants to gather around the monitor and watch the take.
Except for you, who doesn't like to see himself.
Right. But normally, that's why you don't have playback, because it's generally speaking.
Well, I love it, because I can see, I can fix, I can look at it and go, okay, I could do this better, or I can, do something with that. I think it's a way to improve.
Yeah.
Well, it's a way to improve, but theoretically,
it can
slow things down.
Yeah. But today it was a lifesaver because we ended up seeing the scene.
If we didn't have playback,
we would have kept going.
We would have kept going.
And it is, again, so everyone understands what we're talking about. And I don't want to compare the shot to, but the shots that inspire most filmmakers are Goodfellas walking through the Copacabana and Boogie Nights, the opening shot, and the Player 7-minute shot. This was only a minute 40, but there were 7 actors that we've never worked with besides a table read, and a lot of crosses in a small space. Perkle, who was our great operator on the show, was moving. But I think you watched the take, Kevin. I think we nailed it.
Nice.
Yeah, we did. But it was an instance where playback was crucial and ultimately saved time and money by having playback, because we would have come back to it.
Why did you think you didn't have
it? It's just so much going
happening. You're going it's hard to even focus on performance. And when you're working with people for years, I know Conley's performance. I know not when he's got it, he's don't. You always got it. When I've seen what I want, but when I'm watching other people and I'm trying to watch all of it, I'm trying to watch the shot. Mm-hmm. So I just didn't think we had it, but we do.
So it was kind of like that shot in the movie. Remember that walk and talk in the movie? Great shot by the pool going through the house.
Yeah.
That was one of the greatest Entourage shots.
It was
ever.
Similar to that.
And the hallway here is very small. So anyway, good first day. You like the crew and the cast?
It was a blast. It was I think, again, it's day one, but as hard as it was, we did over 7 pages today. But it was
Kevin
fun.
Bill
there was
does
no,
25
there was no,
pages.
There was
day.
No tense. There was
I've
no
done it, bro.
There was no tense moments aside from by the way, Kennedy was
Kennedy Connelly.
Kennedy Connelly, my daughter.
Yeah, she was in the shot. shot?
She was like acting. I said, this is her first and last day ever on a set. I mean it. Until she's 18. Until she's 18. She decides that at 18, she will never, ever, ever again. Even today.
Why? Because you lost your youth, your childhood? you're not going to let it happen.
Like, that didn't affect him, right? And I was saying that. I was yelling that. I was like, Kennedy Connolly, I want you to not feel stressed, because when Kevin Connolly was your size, which he's close to that size still, he was doing Matchbox commercials.
No, I wasn't. I mean, Kennedy's young. Kennedy's 9 months old.
Beefy Scotty, who's doing behind the scenes for the show. This is really all hands on deck, and he did a fabulous job today, but he did miss Kevin Connolly on the ground.
Oh, God.
Like, trying to keep Kennedy, who, by the way, she was great. You were, I don't even think you needed to do as much as you did do. She was really good. She's a good baby.
No, but she likes me to dance around like that.
I haven't seen her since Hawaii. I bet she's grown a lot.
Kev, I wiped out today. So,
did you?
So I'm not giving this. Now I get out of the car and I'm walking into the building. What's called?
Catch this on film? By the way,
no.
And that,
no.
Damn it. That's disappointing.
Damn it.
But I have Kennedy's baby stroller, and you know it folds open, right? So it folds open, but I didn't lock when I opened it. So I walk off and I break camera. And the minute I broke camera, the thing collapsed, and I went over. I have not hit pavement like that in 10 years. Wow. I mean, I got my hands up because of my amazing athletic ability. I did a header, and bam! I slammed down on the concrete. But is there any chance
you're hurt?
No. Okay. Of course.
Thank God. Because that's like everything.
Well,
right
last
now,
time I went down like that.
Little road rash in the.
Yeah, right. Last time I went down was the movie, and that didn't end so.
Oh,
well,
that was bad. That was bad.
Everything
was
on this,
the broken bone.
Yeah. Everything on this, because you know when you have HBO behind you with billions of dollars,
right. There is a tomorrow.
There is a tomorrow, but you know this COVID stuff, like
this is the first time for me, Kev.
This is 12%. 12% of the budget. 12% of the budget is just going to testing and this and that. And God forbid, that's why I say we put Kevin Dillon in a hotel tonight, right next to the set.
That's smart. Yeah.
Well, whatever you do.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to run to get my COVID test today, too. So I didn't know I was going to have to do that.
I just don't, is there any chance you're going to sneak out of the hotel tonight and go to like a club?
I'm going to Swingers, dude. Just for a burger. Well, keep the protein coming in.
How great is
it
that Dillon can like have a late night? Dillon's metabolism is from the heavens. Ugh. Dillon can go sit at Swingers and have a burger, fries, and a milkshake and still look the same.
I don't care.
I'm going to stay away from the fries.
Oh, you are.
Is there any HGH?
But now that you said milkshake.
Would you be able to play Major League Baseball right now? Is there any HGH? And I don't care if you do it.
No,
a lot of friends of mine do it.
I'm creatine. That's it.
I got to get creatine. I got to work out, too.
I would do HGH.
Yeah.
The problem is you got to like inject yourself.
Yeah.
Ew.
Colin, I don't think there's a downside to HGH.
No, it's good for you.
I don't know. Rob Weiss swears by it.
Oh, no, wait. HGH.
No, it's not.
Well, maybe not. Maybe there is downside. I was thinking of.
No, it's good. It's good for your. It's good for your. Listen, like.
I was thinking about stem cells.
Right.
Stem cells have no downside, right?
Right. I don't think HGH is terrible for you if you do it in kind of cycles, but creatine is over the counter.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
But.
I don't know if. If you were playing baseball and you were taking creatine,
you would get suspended.
Okay.
You would get suspended.
So it's a PED.
So you will not be playing Major League Baseball.
I'll tell you what, it does work too. I mean,
but it works when you're working out.
Yeah.
If you take creatine and you don't work out, you'll just get fat.
Right. You retain a lot of water.
Today we had, like I said, crazy technical scenes, lots of activity, nerves on the thing. Tomorrow I got, which is just like, it's a joy. I've got Kevin Dillon and Kevin Connolly. You guys are acting together for the first time in 5 years, 8 years.
Man. Yeah.
So, I'm trying to think how many scenes you guys even on the show had alone. This is going to be an alone scene with the two of you.
We had a lot of scenes.
It's not romantic,
I don't know that you and I have ever sat across from an eatery.
Without anyone else?
Without anyone else. Just sat there.
That's
right?
A good point.
Just you
that's
two, without the other jerk-offs.
Yeah. Just you and me, bro. Without the other
No, remember the line in the show where you were doing something and Vince was doing something and Turtle's like, you want to go out? And I'm like, what, just you and I?
So does it feel, are you a little like,
No.
How's our chemistry going to be?
Yeah, I'm not worried about Dillon and mine's chemistry. I mean, he's got great chemistry for me. He's in love with me.
He's just
got
to sit there and let me do my thing.
Did we talk about the table read? Because
No.
Dylan crushed the table read. I mean, everybody's just like, they do.
Dylan does the table reading the right way. I have a tendency to
try to memorize.
Try and take your head out of the page.
But you're like looking and you try to play looks.
I keep my head down. You know what? You gave us a brand new script, so I like to have them circled. Otherwise, I'll miss them, you know? Right. So I was scrambling. I was late. So I was scrambling to circle them all.
Every actor has a different thing that they do with their lines. I use a highlighter. Dylan likes to literally take a pen and circle his dialogue.
Yeah.
But Dylan keeps it.
He also crosses out your dialogue.
The table reading is to hear the words.
I tear the pages right out of the script.
Table reading is to hear the words. And Dylan just looks down at the script and delivers the words. That's really what a table reading is for. You're not there for reaction shots.
Yeah.
But there's something about Dylan, even when he's not trying to be funny, he's fucking hilariously funny. It's weird because Dylan, you have this new movie out, Bruce Willis, Frank Grillo.
Yeah.
You're just so fucking funny to me now. I'm like, I'm excited to see you in a drama again because I watched Platoon last week because we've been talking about it so much with Charlie. Yeah. And it's so freaking good, but I'm excited to see you in a drama where there's no funny, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited to actually get back and be funny again. So.
You are going to be. So,
Doug Ellen writing. I love it.
You know, Dylan told me I don't want you to change anything, please. You're fucking perfection. He told me he's like a little nervous. And
I am, bro. I'm nervous because I want to kill it.
Yeah, you're going to.
And Conley, I think it's a healthy thing to be a little bit.
Me too. I was nervous last night. I couldn't sleep last night.
I will say, you know, Dylan, you've acted a bunch. I mean, today I'm like sitting there. I was here at 6:30, you know, and I'm sitting there, first shot, you know, and it's a little bit like, all right, bang the rust out. Yeah.
You know what? It's funny because I think about you guys, I'm like, there's nothing really to talk about. But there always is just little things that you got a lot of shit going on. So I got to remind you where the scenes are, and I can't just let you just go wherever. But I think you killed it today. I think everybody did. Today we had Kimiko Glenn and Breezy and Sarah Sanderson and baby mama Zulai.
Kennedy
nice. Connolly.
Kennedy Connolly,
this
first
is great,
and only
you guys.
Acting job.
Yeah.
I'm excited that you're excited.
I really was pumped today, and I'm really excited for tomorrow, which is just a little more. Yeah. I couldn't spend a lot of time on acting today because we had to get these shots, but this is such an all hands on deck thing. Kevin Dillon is supplying his own car. His own motorcycle.
Yes,
I am supplying one of my cars. Kevin Connolly is supplying his whole action fighter.
I supplied my child. If we're keeping score.
Yeah. No. You're all delivering. And
the idea of sitting down across a table and like doing a one-on-one scene with Kevin. I mean, it's literally going to be a piece of cake.
Kevin Dillon, I was disappointed. Kevin Dillon asked you to rehearse today, and you kind
he's
of blew off.
He's too tired.
Well,
he's too good for
doing a podcast. I've been here for 82 hours, and here I am sitting in the fucking studio doing a podcast.
Guys,
we used to always do it in the trailer. Anyway.
Emmy nominee.
Do it in the makeup trailer.
I mean, he wants a rehearsal. Just give him what he wants.
Right, a podcast.
I'm a rehearsal kind of guy.
Tomorrow we're going to sit down at that.
Yeah.
We're going to sit down at that table while these guys are tweaking lights for days at a time, and you and I are going to fucking fly through that.
I'm not going to lie. I did run it with my buddy Chris Wynn, who's a fellow actor.
Better than Conley? Should we replace him?
He's pretty damn good, bro. He's pretty damn good. I'm just saying, man.
Yeah, he's not.
If you need a replacement. He is good, though. And,
all right. Well,
it was nice.
Day one, I think, you know, I know Dylan won't want to do it either, but Connolly, I love the podcast. I'm exhausted. I can't even. I'm glad we did this. I think we should be updating people every day. I think they'd be interested, but whatever.
A podcast every day.
Every day. Well, this is real hard. This is work. This is
pretty damn easy right now.
Exactly.
I'm literally living upstairs from here.
I think this is what I would personally like to do, especially while we're shooting here. But anyway, I'm going to say goodbye tonight. I'm going to let Connolly get to sleep and to the baby. Dylan, I can't wait to get
I'm
both
curious.
Of you on
wait,
set tomorrow.
Hold on a second. Kevin Kurgan, where are we at on time on this podcast? 21 minutes. Let's keep it going. I want to keep it going to 30.
Oh, hey now.
Second
if I'm going to do a podcast, I'm not going to do a half a podcast. We're going to crack the 30-minute mark. Doug's taking
Mark,
calls.
I'm in a fucking podcast. Doug's I'll call you back. Doug's the phone ring. Kevin, yell at Mark Abrams. Yell at Mark Abrams.
Need Connolly's costume, please.
I'll call you back.
Okay, tell him 9 minutes.
Casey's going to have to strip off in the middle of this podcast.
You'd love that.
Wait, what did he say? We just got a note that came in the window to Connolly.
If we were in prison, that would be called a kite.
But what was it?
It said, need Connolly. Connolly's costume.
Spend a lot of time in the joint, huh, Connolly?
This guy
kept dropping the soap.
So just another thing that Kevin Connolly has supplied, which he's not even supplying because the New York Islanders gave him this jacket. We're going to use it as wardrobe. And he doesn't want to leave it with costumes. And he could lose it. He could stain it.
You know what, Doug? There's a thing where I'm wearing this Islander jacket. And they look at me like, the line is that Doug wrote. He's like, looking for Connolly. He's 5'8". Wears the same Islander jacket every every day. I'm like, Doug, where are you going with this 5'8 thing? He's like, I thought I was doing you a favor.
Yeah, this was a funny thing, like, actually. So
20 years, this guy's making short jokes. Now he wants me to fucking, I was more comfortable being taller.
You know what happened? So, by the way, I've spent now 6 months on this script making it perfect. The biggest laugh I've ever seen on the set. People broke up when they said 5'8 Kevin Connelly. They went nuts.
I'm like, Doug, I don't know where you're going with this 5'8 thing.
We're lengthening you, bro.
You know I'm not 5'8.
We're going to put you on an Apple box, bro.
This is movie magic. If Spielberg could make dinosaurs, we could give you 4 more inches.
Last thing I needed to hear is like, yeah, right. Like that. By the way, that would be a big note. That's something you'd end up getting ripped. Like,
from message board.
I used to love when we did scenes together, me and Connelly, and they'd bring in a box to put them on.
He's so full of
shit.
And
I'd be like, bring in the man maker.
Yeah.
put him on a
box. Somebody get Connelly a man maker. No, that would happen when we were in cars.
Or they'd dig a hole and put me in a hole.
Listen, let's face it. I'd only
be a foot taller than you.
Listen, I was a good quarter inch taller than Jerry, right?
What? And,
I
don't know,
dude.
Oh, yes. You guys
Jerry
went back,
and
to,
gone
back,
back
every
to back
every time. You guys are dead
it's
even.
It's a dead heat.
Are you
tired? But I'm getting old. I got all the short jokes, and let's face it, Piven's not exactly Akeem Olajuwon.
Are you taller than Piven?
I guess it depends when and where. You know?
It would have to be a barefoot measure off. That's the only way to figure that one out.
If you were going to have a keep it real, you'd have to be a barefoot back to back.
But back to back.
Well, I don't know.
Ew.
I don't want to see you guys back to back. By the way, I'm breaking into like a sweat now. And by the way, I have to do so everyone can follow along. I know for whatever reason, even though Connelly, I've designed this incredible office for him now, where his place looks incredible. Say it. I want you to thank Father Ted Foxman.
Thank Ted Foxman for doing that. Absolutely.
Right. And I have nothing to do with you meeting Ted Foxman. No, you would have met him at the fucking club. You would have met him in the fucking spa, you know?
I guess by default, I know.
No, it's not by default. It's that I put it all together and made magic happen. And now your office looks incredible.
By the way, the Action Park Media, and I did not know, I did not expect this to this extent, but this pilot has fucking spiced up this office.
Oh, no doubt.
It's going to spice up the whole business.
Up to the next
level.
There's
a podcast room next door that looks so nice.
And interestingly enough, KD, let's try again.
Wait until Cuban walks in. He may actually become an investor.
He jumped me. So let's jump again to Kevin Connelly. I brought so much money into this place that he's just turned around and just like doesn't want. But Mark Cuban is coming Friday to be in this new show. The last time he came, I said, Kev, this is no bullshit. Pitch Mark Cuban and you get money. This is what he does for a living.
I didn't pitch Mark Cuban. He drives from Newport Beach to do the podcast. I didn't want to say, hey, Mark.
The guy's a billionaire because he likes to find things to make more money. Now, he may not like
money,
it.
Do you
need money,
though?
Does he need money? Are you kidding me?
So what do you want to do? You want to go bigger?
I want to go broad.
Yeah,
go all the way, man. Go all the way.
But Cuban is going to, especially because he was at the old office.
Oh, he's going to lose his mind.
He's going to walk in here. He's going to go, wow, Kev, what's going on?
Chase
here?
Harlan, who's our production designer, killed it in a limited time. Although, we had a situation.
Kevin, you should have seen this place yet 24 hours ago. It looked like a fucking bomb went off in this place. It was a disaster.
Wow. Wow.
Walked in today. I could not believe my eyes. I was shocked.
Well, what we're going to talk about more, Connelly, what I was saying is he doesn't like when I talk about Hollywood ways, even though we do it here, but we're going to talk more about it on Hollywood Ways. But yesterday, producer Ted, who I said I was putting in a certain amount of money, and I said I will not go above that. Producer Ted said the same thing, but he keeps going above it, and thank God he hasn't made me go above it. But yesterday, somehow, Connelly's whole office got restored, and a $20,000 furniture bill came in. And
we got two credenzas.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about that more on Hollywood.
Do you have to return it, or do you get to keep it?
Well, Stockton
Dave's
going
to keep it. He's going to have to be on layaway to producer Ted. I don't know what Connelly's going to do, or he's going to end up in fucking jail.
Stockton Dave's going to have a garage sale. He's going to get a yard sale. I'm going to be selling credenzas.
Let's just give me a behind-the-scenes little look. So what happens is we got a budget for production design. Ted actually does a lot of real estate, so he has people who stage houses. Somehow, somebody agreed to a $20,000 purchase yesterday that no one I know approved of.
Now, how
were you involved with this, Connelly?
Now, you know me.
You
right?
muttering, you stuttering
say,
prick. Yeah.
You could say a lot of things. Do you think
never
that I was behind some kind of shady business deal for
no,
a couple credentials?
No, are what you I did, I, not what a I shady did, business deal.
No. What I,
I'm just wondering if your star power led someone to believe to think that, hey, let's buy some more furniture.
No. What I said was there's cleared art on the walls, okay? And listen, a lot of that expense, too, is rush order, right? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of stuff's on rush order. When you put it on a rush order, it's double the price. So some of that stuff. But when I was thinking about what I was going to keep. I was thinking about stuff on the walls and some of the, the you know, faux art. Yeah. But I wasn't like, hey, let's pick up a couple credenzas.
Dylan, are you hearing anything strange here? This guy might fold under questioning.
I don't even know what a credenza is.
You don't know what a credenza is?
You, of all people, don't know what a credenza is?
Of course you know what a credenza is.
What's a credenza?
Credenza is like, how do you explain it?
It's like a dresser almost in an office.
Like goes under a TV.
Kind of.
Like it goes under the TV, you put pictures, and maybe it gets a little storage. You'll know when you see it. Well, you'll know because we got great credentials.
Yeah, well, what I'll say
is... We got some lamps and some end tables.
I will say, since you again make fun of me that I went... I told Ted yesterday, as I said, my money is over. I'm not spending more. But yesterday when this happened, Ted's been so great. I said, I'm paying for the furniture, whether it's Connolly's or Stock Tip Dave's or it's going to fucking yard sale. I said, I'll pay for the furniture. And Ted said, no, you won't. We made an agreement. I'm all in and we'll have to sell the furniture after. By the way, when we wrap, come to the wrap party, we'll be selling shit out of the wrap party.
50% off credenzas. 50% off credenzas.
But I think, Ted, and we'll talk again more on Hollywood Ways, which you can listen to tomorrow also.
Jesus.
This is how it works. Everyone's hopefully starting to learn that I had a bigger vision that's all starting to come together. But we'll talk about it more on this, that, you know, production, things happen, and budgets go up, and the credenza is a weird thing, but other things have happened. The budget has gone up. The COVID budget is an absolute nightmare, but we have to avoid it for 7 more days, and we are going to be golden. I feel great. I'm going to wrap this up because I have to do another podcast after this.
I just want to say this, you know, I came in today and it looked like a real movie set.
Oh, it's big, bro.
You had a trailer out there for cast. And
that's my trailer.
I mean, I was surprised by that.
I never joke when it comes to a man's future. I'm not fucking around. I believe we're going to give ourselves our next 5 years. You need to sleep tonight. You look well rested and good.
Dylan's like, I'm going to get a burger and fries.
I'm going to get some.
Are you going to Swingers after this?
Yeah. You want to come?
I'll come.
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat like an animal, though. But anyway, we're going to wrap this up, even if Colin wants to keep going. Victory of the Podcast. I would like to do it every night, but we'll see what happens.
Taking a day at a time.
We'll be here tomorrow. Victory of the Podcast.
All right. Victory!